Moncrief on News Talk.
Some people will admit to enjoying gossip. Some will claim they are far too morally lofty to ever engage in that sort of thing. Yet it seems to be unavoidable. As long as people are interested in the alleged doings of other people, gossip will exist. Henry McKean, about whom no one has ever said a bad word, went out to discover what people are whispering about. Good afternoon, Henry.
Oh, good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, there's a lot of gossip out there. There's a lady in Colombia. She's 67 and supposedly she's bought two houses from gossip. So what she does is she writes it in her book and she basically sells the gossip, but also you can give her money to not repeat the gossip. So I'm not sure exactly how
works. Who would tell this woman gossip then in the first place?
I think
the baffling thing about
and people in the village, but then you could
but
say...
But would they not know what she's up to?
Well, this
she's
is
She's monetizing this.
And you could say, in News Talk, we monetize gossip. Is news not gossip? I mean,
Well, you see, no. See, that's the people who work in journalists, journalists and people who work in the media are inveterate gossips.
Yes.
Which I always found kind of slightly ironic because it's like during the day, you have to make sure something is true. So you might have to, it has to be accurate. So you have to get it confirmed. So then in their private lives, people who work in the media are like, they're relieved of that burden. So they'll tell you any crap, any half-assed crap that mightn't be true at all. I go, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no,
the
absolutely.
Amount of things I've heard that weren't true.
And you can't repeat them because we have rules. We are, to use that phrase, mainstream media, which I take as a huge compliment because, you know, we're
well, we actually have to check if it's true or not. You know, there's, you know, that's small.
It has to be accurate.
Small niggling thing.
It can't be gossip. Yeah. Well, you could say news is accurate, true gossip. And for me, you've got to keep it truthful and don't bend it to suit your agenda. And you've got to be honest and you've got to admit that information you've just said, you can't stand over and it's second or third hand and it might not be true. Mm. That's so important to say. And also, you know, there's always that gossip in the factory or in the office and you know they're a gossip. So I would deliberately go and tell them things, knowing that they'll tell everybody. So then you're in control of the gossip, you know, and I think that is the best way to do it. And, you know, when we take different countries or even in Ireland, if you take the countryside and the city, it can differ again between countryside and the city. And I got to meet Ashley McKay. Ooh. She's from Canada. She works in a university. And I know I should know exactly what she does in the university. Not, you know, she could have done loads of different things.
She could be the cleaner.
She could have been the cleaner. She could be, you know, she could like knit the jumpers or she could be a professor. I don't actually know. And that's another thing. You're never supposed to say on the radio, you don't know. I've just said it.
No,
I
think it's refreshing.
You can't say I don't know.
We can't know everything.
I mean, it's
not
sure. But she's a gossip expert. I know that.
Okay.
And she talks about the Whisper Network, which she says is good for safety. And also, I ask her, can it differ in different parts of cities and the countryside?
Definitely. I think smaller towns are more prone to it. And in larger cities, it has a different purpose.
And in a small town or a small village, you know, there is that curtain twitcher person that just loves to keep an eye out on everything. And there is that lady in South America who's actually selling gossip and also asking for money to keep gossip. So if you're having an affair locally, she'll keep it a secret and won't tell anyone.
Is it verified, though? Like, what is the business model behind that? You'd think that if it was something that she was paying to keep, it would have to be true. And that's kind of maybe the best part of gossip is that you can always say, well, she doesn't have her facts right.
Well, this is it. Sometimes gossip is embellished. Sometimes the good bits are taken out and bad bits are added. Like,
why let the facts get in the way of a good story?
And yourself, like, did you grow up in a small village?
No, I grew up in a big city.
And how does it differ in the big city when it comes to gossip?
I would say usually when I've come across gossip, it has a different purpose. It's like, oh, watch out for so-and-so. Maybe they have some kind of suspect behavior in the past. Or, oh, that guy's known for behaving inappropriately with interns, so make sure to kind of watch your step. Or in a more helpful way of, oh, well, I know that, let's say, you're working at a law firm. I know that the partner's son is really interested in this thing that you happen to have a connection to. Maybe you can leverage that in a different way.
And ladies would perhaps help each other with that information?
Very much. Yeah, the Whisper Network definitely has a safety aspect to it.
What do you like gossiping about?
Well, I suppose this is where I sound like a bit of a villain in my own right, but, you know, you like to know about the updates on, like, shared colleagues. Oh, if there's, if I worked with somebody and we both disliked somebody else in that office, that's probably my favorite thing.
So you can bond over disliking somebody or even hating them. I know hate's a strong word.
Yes, but isn't that how the best friendships are really formed?
It's around disliking someone and you become pals with them because you have a mutual disrespect for someone else.
Well, it's an immediate common ground, is it not? A shared enemy? Yeah.
So you work in a university. Does that differ again?
Yes, I would say it's very insular in that way because the way that academics like to talk about each other, oh, it's very bitchy. Do I have to be censored for that?
I think bitchy's okay.
Okay, yeah. And the way that academics talk about each other of, oh, this person got this grant and they didn't, it's all, it can also be the smaller the pie, the higher the stakes.
That's, yeah, as the man said, that's why academics are so vicious about each other, because the stakes are so low. So that was Ashley McKay there, who is apparently a gossip expert. That's the thing, though, and it's bad gossip. Mm. If it's bitching about somebody, that's what draws people together.
Well, they do. They love a bit of bad gossip, and they say it builds social bonds, and they say it helps you to understand a social situation. You can find out if someone's trustworthy. It does relieve stress. You feel less alone when you gossip, and it can also strengthen friendship, especially when it's about around hate. Isn't that terrible?
If
it's
it around is terrible, yeah.
Really disliking somebody.
Well, it's like having a common enemy. Kind of thing, or but it's not as strong as that. But it's like if there's, maybe once or twice, Henry, over the last 20 years, we may have zeroed in on the occasional individual and went, oh my God, but I did most of the talking, you just nodded and said nothing.
Well, I was there to listen.
You were there to listen.
And to relieve
your
stress.
You were there listening and to relieve my stress, yes.
So
that's what it was. Because some people are good at keeping secrets, though. They won't, They've got their old CIA training going on.
Some people are brilliant at it, and that is the key. I mean, you can just retain all that gossip and all that, innuendo and all those malicious rumors. But the trick is to try and keep it. And this guy we're about to hear from, that's what he does. He keeps secrets. And just to say, this is gossip. There's a person in this clip who sneezes, and keep an eye out for it.
Would you be a gossiper?
Not really, no.
You wouldn't go there. So let's say, for example, someone's telling you a secret or perhaps a little bit of gossip. Would you close your ears? Would you take part?
I wouldn't take part. I generally keep it to myself.
So you're quite good at keeping a secret.
It's part of my job, yeah. Yeah.
And what is your job?
I work in regulation.
So in regulation, it's all about keeping it to yourself and not sharing.
It's confidentiality required on all sides, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what you do.
Generally,
and you can do
personally,
that?
Personally and professionally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
keep a secret.
Yeah.
And do you think men gossip more than the ladies?
I don't know. I wouldn't like to comment on that, but men do gossip.
And men do, and they kind of get away with it more than the ladies, don't they?
Well, if they get away with it as much, maybe it's kept more between men, I don't know.
And when you say regulation, what exactly do you mean?
I work in healthcare regulation. So kind of matters concerning professional misconduct, that kind of thing.
So it's got to be watertight.
Yeah.
You've got to keep it to yourself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, that would be, you'd need to be confidential about that kind of thing, I would imagine. Yeah, misconduct.
You would know all
stuff.
Sorts of shenanigans.
Yeah. I hate gossip, says one texter. If you wouldn't say it to someone's face, then don't say it.
Yeah.
Where's the fun in that? the whole point is, the whole point of the fun aspect of it is saying it behind their back. That's Henry should be a politician. He can just lie with such a straight face. Shameless, says Declan.
That's
very
not
cruel,
true,
Declan.
I tell the truth. I always
that
tell
is,
the truth.
How do you even know, Declan, he's lying? And can you send in some examples where Henry told a barefaced lie?
I always tell the truth. And yeah. I can understand why some people don't like gossip. For example, Pope Francis, before he died, there was a lot of gossip about his health. And he said...
Yeah, but the Vatican is the worst for gossip.
He says that. He tried to kill off the gossip in the Vatican. But that's what the Vatican's about. It's about intrigue. It's about gossip. It's about...
Well, there's the God thing as well. But it's mostly gossiping.
Oh, yes, and the Jesus thing.
Yeah. But apart from that, God, that guy was admiral. He was very straight-faced. But he must, like... When he, Mr. Regulation Man, I mean. So, like, when he goes home, there must be a bit of... Because if he has to spend all day long
He's holding those secrets inside. He's like holding those secrets, but when hundreds of them.
Let's assume he has he has a partner in his life, and then he goes home, and the partner says, "How was your day?" And he says, "I can't tell you."
Well, he needs to release.
Literally nothing to talk about.
I know, it could get really, really boring.
Turn into a very lonely existence.
It could. It would be quite hard on him to hold all those secrets.
I admire his fortitude, but he may be making great sacrifices.
He needs to become a whistleblower. That's funny.
Well, he mightn't have anything to blow a whistle about.
Well, unless
you mean
time.
In a musical sense.
Well, exactly.
Experts, what do they think about this?
Yeah, so we do hear a friend of the show, Dr. Karen Ward, psychotherapist. Here she is.
You'd be surprised how often gossip comes into the therapy room, and in this way. Sometimes people who are very shy, who feel they don't make friends easily, wonder, I think I'm missing something. I'm not understanding what the connection is. How do I connect with people? And it's often a lighthearted banter, a little bit of newsy information that extends from the weather to, oh, did you hear so-and-so got their exams or so-and-so is going on the holidays? So there's a little kind of newsy, gossipy banter that helps people connect. However, also what comes into the therapy room is when it turns into slagging, which is a very Irish pastime, as we know, with embellishment, which can mean that the person who is offering the gossip is really, it's all about them and they're trying to enhance their status and standing. So it can become harmful. The slagging can very easily turn into bullying, and the embellishment can mean that people join the dots and think that somebody's doing something that they're not actually doing at all. So therefore, we have to keep a balance between the light newsy gossip and something that can be harmful. However, I would like to share with you that one of the origins of the word gossip is god siblings. For when a woman was in labor, her besties would come around, her best friends, and they would distract her with the news of the parish, and they were her god siblings. In other words, spiritual help, if you will, while she was going through the pangs of labor to distract her until the baby was born safely.
That's kind of nice, and that makes a certain amount of sense, distracting people with gossip.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Especially even, well, during childbirth, but if someone's fed up, you can just go, well, I know things are bad with you, but,
Tell
me down the road.
I mean, even if you take something like Coronation Streets, I mean, that's just one big gossip fest, and that's what a soap opera is. and it works, but I have to say, remember, malicious gossip can hurt people and humiliate them, and it can make them feel
bad.
And it can bite you in the ass.
Yeah,
or arse.
Blake says tennis clubs are awful places for gossiping.
Oh, I've heard that about tennis clubs.
I don't care what anyone says. All love a good gossip. We all have the potential to gossip as long as nobody's getting hurt from it. Just think, when most people meet up with friends, the first people ask is any gossip. The confessional is the only place to gossip about yourself.
Well, I do miss the confessional box.
Who goes anymore?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
It's been 9,014 days since my last confession.
And if you go into the confessional,
you got a few hours.
Do the priest just sit in there all the time waiting, or how does it work?
I don't really know. I suppose there must be times.
Must be times.
When the priest is now open and they're just sitting in there. But they're probably in there doom scrolling, and then, you know, somebody comes in and interrupts their Instagram time.
So they could be there all day and we just don't know.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, that is a form of gossip. But then what does the priest do with all that information?
Well, like you said, but the priest isn't allowed. That's like a fundamental rule.
So they can't pass it on.
And theoretically, you're not gossiping to the priest. You're gossiping to God. Because the priest is just a conduit in that situation. So God is sitting someplace going, what did Mrs. Riley down the road do? Oh, my God. Give her three Hail Marys.
That
one's shameful.
Of information
that
God has to keep.
Yeah.
An awful lot. Mm. Huge amount.
In restaurants, though. Because if you're a server, and a lot of servers have reported, experiencing this, that there's people at a table and they kind of like treat you like you're not there. And therefore, they will say whatever right in front of you. They must hear all sorts.
Oh, and they're listening. You forget. You think they're just sort of, you know, private or invisible people. But restaurateurs and restaurants, they hear everything.
I'm having a chat with Will Monaghan, who runs One Society. In a restaurant, do you come across a lot of gossip?
Gossip is a funny one. There's always people talking about stuff and talking about each other and their neighbours. And, you know, it really depends on the area. I have two restaurants, and one area would definitely be a little bit more gossipy than the other. And I won't tell you which one before you ask.
But do we'll name the two restaurants?
So I have One Society in Gardiner Street and Hidden in Smithfield.
And you're not going to say which one's more gossipy?
Oh, I don't think that would be right. But I think they know, you know, my customers know themselves which one's more gossipy.
And why does one area gossip more than the other? Is it just part of who they are, their upbringing, their lifestyle?
Yeah, but like, isn't it fun to gossip? You know, we're all a little bit busy out there, and sometimes you got to kind of put yourself in other people's shoes, and that's what gossip is. It's a kind of living through others and living a little bit differently, and it doesn't have to be rooted in negativity or badness. It's just, it's almost an interest, I think.
You must eavesdrop on conversations by accident. You must hear it all.
Yeah, look, you definitely see a lot of dates that shouldn't be happening, and, you know, people kind of getting together on the QT, and that's part of the, I think that's just part of life, and, you know, that's gossip in itself, and, you know, people pick up on it, and I think that's the beauty of being a restaurant owner, is you see a bit of everything.
So if you saw an affair, you wouldn't report it, you would say nothing?
But who would you report it to? You just know there's something shady going on. We've seen some inter-office relationships bloom over the years, and look, that's just part of life, isn't it?
And you say nothing?
Say nothing. You kind of respect their go-get-it attitude in some ways, but also you kind of have to wonder about the other side of things as well.
Ooh, that was a wee bit judgy just towards the end there while he was saying nothing. He was kind of, had a little thing to think about it as well. You know, I somebody sent in a text saying tennis clubs are awful places for gossiping. Somebody else then sent in a text naming a specific tennis club as being awful for gossip.
I think I know that one.
Which is in itself gossip.
And we can't
that
say
was,
it.
I'm not going to say it because it's gossip. I'm not going to repeat gossip about the good name of a tennis
club.
And
you know what goes on in that tennis club?
Tennis?
Riding. Sorry.
Really?
I just said that out loud. That is gossip.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's probably hundreds of tennis clubs in the country and everybody's...
But there's one you're thinking of. Yes. There's one in your mind right now that's like the centre. It's barely any tennis is happening at all. It's just mostly pants action.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter if you're with someone or single or married.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's all going on there.
So that's why tennis is such a popular sport in this country. How interesting.
Mm.
So who else did you... I can't wait till we're finished now. Let's get this over with so you can tell me where it is. So who else did you talk to, Henry?
I spoke to all sorts of people and, you know, I was surprised how few people actually gossip.
Have you guys gossiped about anything today?
Not today.
Not today.
No. Nothing
we've
yet.
Had quite a short day today, yeah. There's still time.
Let's say we will be heading to the pub later, so there'll be plenty of time to gossip.
Probably like our friends or like people that like, you know, we act like are our friends but they're not actually, or like guys and yeah.
So you would gossip about guys in what way?
Whatever happens, like their behaviour and how they act around us, how they act differently around others. Yeah.
And what have you been gossiping about today?
We're debriefing on the trips you've had over the summer.
So there must be loads of gossip.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Do you want to share it?
No, not on the radio.
I think it's pretty Irish to gossip, isn't it? Whether it's harmless
Irish
gossip or if it's more serious, I'll wait till I tell you what your one next door did. It's social, isn't it?
Is it a form of storytelling, you know?
Probably, yeah.
And the Irish are storytellers and musicians, and we like to do that. Today, have you gossiped about anything?
Today, I can't say I have. I've been by myself mostly.
Do you have anything stored up you want to share? Any hot goss?
No, I'm just out for a stroll today.
We're just strolling?
Yeah.
I don't really like to gossip.
Okay, of course you don't. But if you have some gossip to tell me, I'd love to hear it.
I know, and some people are quite pious. You heard that from people. They just wouldn't share the gossip. They were like, oh, I don't gossip. I wouldn't do that. That's a horrific thing to do. Do you know something? They're all lying.
That's the gossip about them anyway. Anyway, I can't wait to hear the name of this tennis club where all this stuff's going on. Henry McKean, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.